Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Wow. I sit down and I'm expecting to meet the nice, sweet Teddy that I met originally.
Two teas in a pod.
Listen, went right for it. I couldn't even get my ass on this velvet couch before we started to dig in.
We go in for the shade.
Listen, there were some things we needed to talk about, but Dorinda put her line in the sand, and I am going to respect it.
Thank you. Wow.
So that is, listen.
We know that's a good idea with Dorinda Mepp.
Yes, we do.
Listen, I don't want to get the
and don't eat in her bedroom.
We need to make it nice here.
Yeah.
I do want to say that you're welcome to go in this bed and eat at any point in time.
It's not Bluestone Manor.
No, it's not. Okay, so December 8th.
Well, I think it's December 8th. Okay, so girls trip. You know, that's always a moving target.
Now, I have to ask you.
Go ahead.
Was it as good as season two? Because that was epic.
St. Bart's was great, but what we did was magic.
So I recently put a post up with a video.
I cried.
I know. We have a girls trip.
And also a girls trip in St. Bart's. It's legacy. It's the old girls. But there was something. It just was like a trifecta of just, wasn't it?
Yes. There was something very special about it. And I think it was probably just being at your house. Like being at somebody's home.
And I also think all of you guys were so different.
Would Vicky say that?
Vicky hates your house.
But meanwhile, she ran up to me tonight and said, I love you.
What?
She said, I want you to know I love you, Dorinda. So I don't know. Who's lying here? Let's get the two T's.
I don't think she's coming anywhere near the two T's. There's one person that really.
She did. She ran.
That's good. I said she should love you.
Well, you know what it is? I think people, it's easy to say stuff about Dorinda Medley behind her back, but very frightening
I don't
to
stuff
say
about
it.
Dorinda.
No, it's very frightening to say
it
to my
face. I said
it
right to your face, my question for you.
No, but you don't speak badly of me.
No.
No.
No, not at
all. I mean,
all.
I can't make any promises after legacy airs.
I have no beef with Vicky. I had no idea she still hated me.
I don't think she hates you.
You just said she hates me at the beginning of the podcast.
No, I didn't say she hates. Did I say hate?
Yes, you did.
I did not say
you
hate.
You said she hates your ass.
No,
oh, I didn't. No, we were on Lala's podcast, yeah, and she heard. Had.
What did she say?
That's what I was referring to.
Yeah. So,
she
what
just
did she say?
That wasn't nice.
But well, then, what was it?
Just who was the meanest housewife you ever met?
And she said you?
Yes. Yeah.
For the record, Dorinda has been nothing but nice to me,
nice,
which is why I'm respecting her wishes. But
go ahead.
I do have to ask you a question because I need a little insight. We're having Kelly Ben Simone on tomorrow.
Okay.
And I didn't watch original New York, not really till you came on.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's when I got good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so I went back and just watched the Scary Island
episode.
Well,
it's funny. I just watched it in St. Bart's. I had never watched it either until I was in St. Bart's.
So did you get any of that vibe filming with her?
You know, I have to, I was asked this in my interviews. I get what was went on there. I didn't see what happened in the original Scary Island. That was a combination of also who she was with. You know, they were really pushing her and pushing the buttons. This was a different group. But you can see where she might get unrattled because of situations. So there were, I understood it better once I watched it.
So once you think that the pressure hits her, she maybe start to act a little more erratic.
Yeah, I mean, nothing worse than what I've done.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, we've all done it. Cheers.
Nothing. I mean, I think she said, and I think she was great TV, but you know, we all have our, the thing that makes us very unique individually and collectively as housewives are, we all are unique for crazy, stupid things, yeah. and we can't help but repeat them. Yeah. You know, you during the medley, you know, when you aggravate me, the hands go up, I do the thing. Is that a bad thing?
That's why people love
you.
It's
great TV. So,
you
know, who do you think was
she recognizable as, you know, as who she was in when I saw her watches? Yes. You know,
did she have gummy bears?
She does eat a lot of candy.
That's because she's tall and skinny. She can eat the candy.
Who do you think was the
but I gotta
most
tell you, she did a great job, and I was very impressed by Kelly, and she folded right back into the group, I promise you. And I'll tell you who else did a surprisingly really great job was Kristen Takeman.
I just saw her a few hours
ago. I did not expect it. She is, you know what it is? She's grown up. She's just like, she is happy. She owns her shit, and she doesn't care about talking about it. And I like a woman that talks about things. She's like, yeah. Ask me the question, and I'll tell you anything.
Who was the hardest for you to get along with on Legacy?
The hardest to get, you know, it was a different vibe than it was in the maybe in the Berkshires and stuff. Yeah. It was I think because it was bringing the girls back together, there was a lot of memory lane stuff, and even they said it's light on that. Kelly had a bit of a problem with me like a couple times. She was going after me, and Kristen, believe it or not, went after me in the beginning.
No. Sweet.
I said, girl, you don't want to, you can pet this lion, you can tap her on the ass, but don't get close to her mouth because that ain't going to be good for, like, but I am so proud that you are speaking up, but you don't want to, you want to wake this lion.
But remind me, did you work with Kristen?
One season.
Okay. So you guys.
So I was both sort of surprised and like, what? Because, you know, that wasn't the Kristen I knew from the season, but it kind of made me proud of her in a way.
When she
started to come after me, I was like, good for you.
You were like, double check for her.
Did you feel like you had to just let her do her thing and not say anything?
I was like, girl, are you coming after me?
Is there anyone that had you tongue-tied, though?
Dorinda Medley?
Tongue-tied? All right. I cannot wait to see it.
I tell it like it is, but I always make it nice.
Yeah.
You do make it nice.
Do you want to talk about your radio show or anything?
Oh, yes. I have a radio show on Thursdays on Radio Andy called Make It Nice with Dorinda Medley, Sirius XM, every Thursday from 11 to 12.
And you're killing it.
It's a good call-in show. I'm like the Delilah of 2023. Oh, everybody calls me with their problems, and I seem to love it.
I love it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Also on the reboot. Watching.
Oh, yes. We got to talk about the reboot.
Yeah, we got to talk about the reboot. Who are you most drawn to and thinks has the most similarities to you?
In which, in the reboot.
Yeah.
Who am I? Well, I met, to tell you the truth, I've met Uba, who is beautiful and so sweet, and I met Brynn.
Really, her and Tam are going at it.
Uba loves me.
No, she doesn't. Oh, she doesn't?
She loves Tamara as much as Vicky loves you.
I simply said, recapping the reunion, I said, I felt like she was coming for Jenna, so hard for no reason. I didn't understand it. And I said, are you trying to keep your apple? Oh. And she goes, I don't have an apple, sweetie, or darling. I have the whole tree.
Oh, okay. To tell you the truth, Teddy, to answer that question, I don't know them well enough. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't really watched the thing.
Whole season, yeah.
And I didn't really watch. I just haven't been engaged at that level to watch it. Yeah. Probably part of it is just a little bit of heartbreak.
Yeah.
To be honest,
do you think?
Do you think
because I do that they should have renamed it?
Well, it's so funny. I just said this in an interview. I think the thing that's interesting is like here we were, and it was this group that was sort of hard old core New York, and then all of a sudden now it's like we died, and then this new thing happened. It doesn't make sense. Like, if they called it Girlfriends of New York, I think collectively it's a beautiful group. Because to be honest with you, I am interested in what the woman in their 30s looks like in New York. Because I don't know that.
Yeah.
Do you know the mother?
Both could exist.
Yes, both could exist.
I feel like they're two different shows completely.
Two different shows.
I would have liked for them to change the name.
But I've met them individually. They all seem like very nice girls. But it's just different. You got to remember, the group that we were... We had been all friends for 25, 30 years.
Have you spoken to Bethany?
No.
What do you think's going on there?
I have no idea, and I don't see it stopping.
No, she's been doing Insta stories tonight.
Saying what?
Just like reposting things that bloggers have posted, coming for everybody.
I just don't even want it. Jane, I tell you the truth. I don't even want, you know, that's, I don't even want to be involved in it anymore. It bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me because, you know, since, as we all know, when we're on the show, you know, you get yourself so tangled up in so many different things and you can't see straight sometimes. Yeah. You can't figure out what's good, what's bad. You're just always stressed out. Since, you know, I've kind of only been doing the Ultimate Girls Trip and stuff, I've gotten more better about just not being around stuff that upsets me too much. Like if something upsets me, I mute it now.
And then
talk about this a lot.
We do. Yeah. We talk all the time. And it's like we got let go at the same time, and so we really, really bonded over that.
It helped me a lot.
Yeah,
because I could talk to her.
You were the first person to call me. You and Dolores,
when I got let go, you were the two that called me to just say like, hey, I just wanted to check in on you. And I really never forget that.
Amazing daughter was so sweet. We would talk on the phone, the three of us, and give us advice.
Yes,
and she would give us, and Hannah would give us such great advice about moving on.
But everything happens for a reason. Yeah. And you know what? This, I wouldn't be here today talking to you with two T's in a pod, right?
So, yeah, I mean,
you know, I think it ends up being a good thing that you're forced to transition and grow
and
you
figure
know.
It out. Did you really get asked to have the Jersey finale at your house? And
not
did you
finale.
Say no?
They were doing their they were doing their only cash trip. And they were going to have a lunch at my house because it was decorated for Halloween.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
And I called up Annie. I said, I found out from Chris DeRosa, who we love, that they were coming to the Berkshires. And I said to Andy, how can you come to the Berkshires without stopping my blue? It's like going to Orlando and not going to Disneyland. Yeah. I mean, what's going on here? And it's decorated for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I said, because in my mind, there's so many great touch points. There's Bluestone Manor. There's the crossover. I'm decorated for Halloween. I just think there were so many things that the audience could grasp onto.
All right, so now you have to spin the wheel and answer whatever it is. There's no plead the fifth here at the Twats.
At the Twats, okay.
I can't read.
Which Housewife franchise is your least favorite to watch? Which Housewife franchise is the least favorite to watch? Well, let's see what I watch. I watch Salt Lake City, which I love.
They're amazing.
Love Salt Lake.
Yes. What's the one that's in California that's not Beverly Hills?
Orange County.
Fuck off. I'm all fuck off.
Sounds like Schmorge Mountie.
And we dropped the mic. Okay.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection, queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.